It's a Friday edition of
Not Necessarily the News.
Sound the bell.
That.
Here's the good news.
Hank FM, Not Necessarily the News. We're like a lot of these artists here for the Fort Worth Main Street Arts Festival. Today we report in the abstract.
Really?
We welcome our visual friends watching what you can hear on the radio on our Hank Facebook Live as we stream it right now. We got a lot of streaming this weekend, a lot of TV this weekend. Season premieres of The Last of Us, the series finale. They wrap up 1923.
Oh, 1923 is going to be gone forever?
Yeah, it'll turn into 1924 before you know it.
Oh, my God.
That's how time goes, man.
It flies when you're having fun.
Sheridan Universe. Masters this weekend, but Stillwater was rocking last night. Cross-Canadian Ragweed comes back out. Boys from Oklahoma. Stoney was on the bill there. A lot of, and it's the first of the, it goes all the way every night until Sunday. They do another one tonight. And, man, it was packed there at T. Boone Pickens Stadium. Pretty funny of note that they came out on stage because it's obviously their long-awaited reunion. And Cross-Canadian, one of the, I don't know, certainly founding, no, but forefathers, they've been around a while, or were back in the day, of red dirt, Texas country, gritty music, comes out to Taylor Swift's We're Never Getting Back Together. That's a good bit. That was pretty nice. By the way, also in music festival fun, Coachella starts today. So let your FOMO go.
Okay.
Yeah. As thousands are expected to watch music festivals through their phones. It'll be 103 degrees there, by the way, today.
Now, is that the one, it's like in Indio, California, is it not? Like the high desert?
It's in the desert somewhere out there west.
And you have to wear a crocheted bikini top and
aviators.
It's
the one that it just turns into, it's the one where all the Hollywood influencers and Jenners go and all that stuff.
And we're not going to be there?
No, I'm at Arts Fest, bro. That's how I hang. Because I couldn't get CCR tickets.
So divorce is not easy under the best of circumstances, but imagine your net worth is $250 million. Sources say that Hugh Jackman and Debra Lee Furness have not put a wrap on their marriage because they're struggling on how to divide all that immense wealth. Word is she's deeply hurt, he's moving on, and she wants more money than he's willing to pony up. Pay the woman, Hugh. They were together for 27 years.
Hmm.
You should have thought of this before.
Yeah. I wonder who got the car. Hope it's a Corolla. New Country Music Hall of Fame wing opens up. New exhibit. It's all about Dolly Parton. Journey of a Seeker.
Ooh.
That's going on through September of next year. It's actually two wings. What? And then he said yesterday, speaking of Nashville, he might end up there. At least he plans to when his career is all kind of starting to wind down. Little redhead ginger Ed Sheeran.
What?
Says that once you transition to country, you can't transition back. It's a genre you have to really respect. Pardon me. He said, once you transition to country, you can't really transition back. It's a genre you really respect. It's not just dip in and out.
It's not so, even a little country.
He's going to do that towards the tail end of his career. So get used to it.
All right.
Get ready for it.
I'm there.
I mean, nobody's really taken the place of little Jimmy Dickens since his passing several years ago anyway. So he'll be puntable soon.
Savage.
In downtown Nashville.
Kanye West, not exactly the picture of mental health, and this time he's tweeting or Xing or whatever we want to call it about Taylor Swift. Again, says he wasn't allowed to perform at the Super Bowl because of his comments about George W. Bush wearing a MAGA hat and that moment when he interrupted Taylor at the VMAs 15 years ago. Her boyfriend not taking this well. Rumor has it that Travis Kelce wants to confront him man to man about what's really going on here.
I wouldn't take on Kanye. He's crazy, man.
Yeah, he is like, he is three kinds of crazy.
Flat out crazy.
But Travis Kelce is an NFL player.
You don't fight naked people, you don't fight crazy people, and usually they're the same.
You've really been catching up on your cops. I'm so proud of you.
It's a live report from Ed Sheeran. All right. In AI news this week, a study found that ChatGPT is great when it comes to the structuring of creative writing, but it still absolutely is awful at the creative part of creative writing. It doesn't understand emotions. It doesn't know how to make us cry, how to make us feel, how to make us scared. But it's already AI, so it's pretty close to getting us scared.
Yeah.
It also doesn't know how to make us laugh yet, and most people don't either. But could get us somewhere, as a Japanese robotics company has invented a robotic horse.
What?
You'll be eventually able to ride it, the four-legged horse-like robot. It's being pitched as a new form of transportation. It's called Corleo, and it's powered by hydrogen.
Wow, could we ride those through a Walmart?
Contains rubber hooves and could reportedly carry people across any type of terrain, yes, including your local Walmart. So get ready for that.
Rubber horseshoes, I don't know.
What are you doing out there? I'm riding my robotic horse.
It's a strange time to be alive.
That's right, Ed.
Speaking of which, the power of technology alive and well this spring cleaning season. You want to get the house spick and span without missing a single story on your Instagram page? Well, fear not. Samsung has a brand new smart vacuum that will alert the user of incoming calls, texts, and it's part of their bespoke product line. Meanwhile, for simpler problems, there's now Cheetos custom pants. They have a towel-like texture on the thighs, so when your hands get all orange and crazy, you just smear them right there. Or if you're my son, you don't need the Cheetos
just
pants.
Do it anyway.
To do that. It also has a special pocket for the puffs.
Your son and I, as the show goes on, have a lot more in common than I anticipated.
Yeah, you are a little ghost spirit animal.
Let me know if he finds any more about working at WWE headquarters.
Miss Emily, we've got questions.
There's not much that could tear me from this show. This Week in Science. Well, they get ready, by the way. We'll have full coverage on this on Monday. That would be the blast off out there in way west Texas. Blue Origin. The Bezos rocket with Katy Perry. Lauren Sanchez. He's firing his soon-to-be wife up into space.
It's gonna end well.
We'll have the Amazonian Bezos on the show on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Well, it's launch day.
I mean, yeah.
We do things big around here.
Well, yeah. His fiance is going to be out of town for 11 minutes, so.
Unless Ed Sheeran wants to come on the show. And then, when it comes to other space news, Earth.com had a study. And they found out something rather surprising about the planets in our solar system. One, in fact, the planet of Uranus is not spinning as fast as we thought.
Really?
Yeah, it takes longer for it to take a full rotation. The planet of Uranus takes a long time to take a full rotation. Preach it, girl.
I know, right?
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.